From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Attention data users, AT&T is raising rates for some, lowering them for others. How does this affect you? More coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. AT&T rolled out a new slate of wireless data plans. If you're a frugal data user, the price has gone up. And if you eat through data, like I do, you get a shot at lowering those costs. The company's new mobile share advantage plan will also get rid of overage fees. And ultimately, this all highlights the increasingly competitive arena that encompasses the mobile carrier world. Let's get the very latest details from Wall Street Journal reporter Drew Fitzgerald, who joins us on the line right now. Hi, Drew.
Hi.
So AT&T is recalibrating here. Tell me about these new tweaked data tiers and the thinking behind them.
Well, AT&T's case, they're doing it really because they have to keep up with the competition. Verizon has made some changes to its plans very recently, and they obviously saw these changes from Sprint and T-Mobile coming. So what they're trying to do is basically nudge their customers into plans where hopefully for AT&T they'll spend more money, but they'll also use more data. In the past, their model, none of these unlimited plans are truly unlimited in the real sense, and that includes the plans from Sprint and T-Mobile, because they also keep their network running smoothly by restricting speeds in other ways. But what AT&T has done in its case is really followed the lead of T-Mobile and now Sprint by telling customers, if you exceed the data that you've paid for, we're not going to turn off your service. We're also not going to sneak a fee into your bill. But what we're going to do is you're going to slow down your speed until the next billing cycle or until you buy more data, thinking that that will lead to less heartburn, fewer angry customers than the old way, which has been you can keep your high speeds at all times, but you might get a surprise in your bill.
The biggest headache of all, though, are the overage fees, and that's the big takeaway here, right, that they are eliminating those.
The overage fees are really the big headline change in this other than the pricing changes. You know,
right.
At the high end, their prices have come down for data usage, and at the low end, their prices have gone up. Some of their cheapest plans aren't available under this new set of rates. But the big change beyond that has really been overage fees. And that's, as I said, the difference, not really in what consumers are paying if they use more data than what they've expected,
right. But
in how they find out about it.
Is this just a reminder of how much carriers are vying for customer loyalty in this increasingly just competitive space? And is this the right way to go about it, do you think?
Yeah, well, I think from the carrier standpoint, it's the right way for them to go about it if they want to preserve their revenue per user and kind of shore up their profits. From a customer standpoint, you really have to read the fine print, because in a lot of cases, these plans, they've gone about it in a way that will certainly give customers more data than at a lower price than they may have been buying before. And in many cases, it's simpler than the kind of convoluted plans, especially in T-Mobile and Sprint's case, that they had before. But buyer beware, because in a lot of cases, people who would be tempted to switch plans might be buying a plan that's either unlimited, whereas before they had a plan that offered a few gigabytes per month, or in AT&T's case is something that is overage free but suddenly gets them paying a higher bill per month. And that's what it's all about. It's a very competitive landscape right now, but we're not seeing the kind of deep discounting and price cuts that we saw even a year ago.
All right, really good information. Drew, thank you so much for joining the podcast.
Sure, no problem.
For more, you can check out Drew Fitzgerald's article at WSJ.com. That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Love this show? Check out others by visiting WSJ.com/podcasts. See our full selection under programs.